This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Bob Russell tells the story of a woman who became a Christian after 35 years of marriage. She had not been a Christian for all those years. Her husband still isn't a Christian, according to Bob's story. And he said that there were people in the family and friends that were concerned about how this man was going to react to the changes in his wife. You know, 35 years of being one way and then becoming a believer. So he was intrigued by what the man said when he was asked, you know, how are you dealing with this? Here's what he said. He said, well, I don't have any problems with her being born again. I just wonder about this. Did she have to come back as herself? But what was that husband saying? He said, I was hoping to see some change in my wife that he didn't see. He was hoping to see something different. She came back after being born again as herself, and he was hoping perhaps for something different. When the Lord came into your life, he changed your life, whether you know it or not, and things do change. And habits change, and speech changes, and everything changes about a man or woman, I think, to one degree or another when you come to Christ. Recently in the media, I heard a man speak about ancient history, and he said something that bothered me because of what, not what he said, but what he implied. Here's what he said. Ancient peoples had to deal with the demonic. Ancient peoples had to deal with Satan. Ancient people had to deal with evil spirits. And the implication was this. We live in an enlightened age. The people today, we don't deal with that. We just have different names for it. We call it a brutal murder. We call it a heinous crime. We call it drug addiction. We call it alcohol addiction. We call it porn addiction. We have different terms for different things. But yet you go full circle and you say, we do deal with evil. And we do deal with satanic things. Because you see, the Apostle Paul in the passage of Scripture we study today says we're not wrestling or combating physical people. This is not a flesh and blood struggle that we're involved in. We're involved in a struggle that's spiritual in dimension and nature. It's spiritual in scope, and we have to come and combat it with spiritual weaponry. And so today we're going to have the beginning of a two-part message, starting today, parts 1 and 2 on Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 10. These are the last two messages, by the way, out of this great book of the New Testament. Ephesians 6:10 says this, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of what? Bad stuff? No, evil. Evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, I want you to underline that phrase. We're going to talk about the day of evil. I've never heard anybody talk about that phrase. The day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Well, one of the most familiar scriptures in all of the New Testament continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.